Welcome, everybody. Share number 1086. Okay, we spoke about last year, interesting reference to granola bar. You have peanuts, you have watermelon. What do you make the bracha on first? So we came out lemaisa because the granola bar is rolled oats, so that's part. It's all hadama over here we're dealing with. It's all hadama, but since the granola bar is min shiva, right, it's all separate in our kadima bebracha, the order of bracha. Since the granola bar we look at is a part of the min shiva, runs under the barley family, so that comes first, right? We look at if it's the same bracha, we said that just real quickly, chazering over, we said we always look at min shiva first. If it, is it min shiva? Case not, we look at what's the complete. In case not, it's all complete. We look at what's the more desirable one. I like it all the same. Then we look at the fresher one. It's all fresh. It's all good. It's all complete. And I like it all the same. Then we take the larger item. There's always going to be some sort of a larger item. You can't say everything is exactly the same. So the last one would be the larger item. But he brings out one interesting thing, which I wasn't 100% clear last year. In reference to a peanut, when we say a peanut in general, we say we make a huadama in general. I sit down to eat peanuts. I make a huadama. So, regular roasted peanuts as opposed to like almonds and cashews, which you make or eat. But what do we call a peanut complete if it doesn't have the shell? That's the question over here, right? So buy the granola, you take that first. But now let's say I have a piece of watermelon or whatever, and I have the peanut. So how do I look at the completeness of the peanut? I took off the shell. So he says, Av Shehu, he brings down in page, does it say for Hilchas Brachas on page Resh Mem Dalid, he says interesting thing, that in ein min shiva, right, there's no min shiva, there's no granola bar over here, it's just a peanuts, and it is, let's say, the melons or whatever, cut up pieces of melons, and ein min shiva makdim as he says, you take first the peanut over the watermelon or over the melons, because the melons are cut up. Why? Shushalim, because it's complete. Why is it complete? There's no, I took off the shell, right? Nobody eats the peanut with the shell. Shehu, and we said in general, else hafsaka, else a hefsek, one should break off the peel first. If somebody wants to eat something, you're eating an egg, you first peel. We're talking about in general, else a hefsek and brachas interruption, first peel the egg. You want to eat a peanut, first peel the, take off the shell. You don't make the bracha and then start peeling the fruit. You have to be careful. It shouldn't be a hefsek, a interruption between the bracha and the eating of the item. So that's an important thing. Always shell the item that you're going to eat before you make the bracha. So he says, even though it's without the shell, this peanut, and he brings down it's not a berry. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. The halacha is a berry, a complete item. But over here, assuming that you're eating enough to make a ber nefashos, so it's not a question of complete item. I'm eating enough. I'm eating the shear where I'll have to make a ber nefashos. So we're not getting into the berry right now, the complete item. But afshu believe, but it doesn't have the, but the peanut doesn't have the shell, right? Do we still call it shalem? Do we still call it complete? He says, mikol makam kevan shehaderech la'achlay b'li kelipase, since the derech of the normal person is to eat it without the shell. Nobody eats a peanut with the shell, so it's still considered nechshav shalem. It's still considered a complete item. And we quoted last time, we quoted a few shiurim ago, also he brought down, also on the bottom, that how do we look at shalom, how do we look at a complete item? The regular way of the world, that the world looks at a complete item, like we said a pretzel, just because pretzel's missing salt, right? I took off the salt, it's still a complete pretzel. It's a complete pretzel. It's a full pretzel. It's not broken or crumpled up. That's how the world looks at it. So the same thing by a nut, excuse me, by a peanut, I should say, which is hadama. Again, the cashews, almonds, those other nuts in general are eights, but peanuts would be hadama. I'm not getting into the reasons right now why, but a regular roasted the peanut. So he says, Av Shehu Bali Kalipasa Yuadama, right? The bottom line is, Bekomakam Kevishadez, even though there's no peel, he took off the shell. So, but since the Derech La'achle Bali Kalipasa, the way of the world is to eat it without the shell, so it's considered shalom. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. So the peanut would come before the piece of watermelon, right? I'm eating peanut the watermelon or peanut and cantaloupe, let's say pieces of cut up cantaloupe. So I would make the Hoadama on the peanut first because that is complete, and I would have in mind, or it would be automatically included if it's in front of me, on the pieces of watermelon or the pieces of cantaloupe, even though one will say, what do you mean? But I like better the cantaloupe, right? So I like, the question is over here, I like better cantaloupe than peanuts, but as we know, shalom, complete, comes before chaviv, right? So the fact that you desire the cantaloupe or the watermelon more, but you have a complete item, so that is the item you would make first, which in our case would be the peanut. Okay, let's say you have a few pieces of peanut and they're broken and they're not complete peanuts, right? They're broken and you have pieces of watermelon. So then you're going to take, after that, of course, we're going to take what is chavif, what a person likes better, of kulam shleimim, if they're all complete, or in our case, let's say they're all broken, right? Min shiva, there's no min shiva, of course, because you're dealing with peanuts and pieces of watermelon or cantaloupe or anything else that's adama. Yivarech alma shechaviv alav b'derech klal. You're going to take the one that you like better in general, right? The general, the ma shechaviv alav b'derech klal that you like better in general. Even though right now I like peanuts better, but usually I like watermelon better. That's what I usually like. Right now I'm more in the mood for peanuts. So you take the one that you like better in general. Alma shechaviv alav b'derech klal, the one that you usually like better, even though right now you might like the other one better. Again, in the case in time where it's broke, it's all broken, there's no complete. Even though right now you like the other one. So in our case of peanuts, broken peanuts, pieces of peanuts, and broken pieces of whatever, cut up watermelon, cut up cantaloupe, whatever. Again, this is could be with anything. We're just applying a case so we have a better understanding. So I have pieces of peanuts and I have pieces of watermelon, right? So I take the one, it's all, there's no shiv saminim, fine. There's nothing complete, it's all broken pieces, fine. So then I take the one that I like better, fine. So which one do I like better? You take the one that you usually like better. You very chamasha choviv a love b'derech klal that you usually like better. Af sheke eis hamina sheni choviv yosei. Even though right now you like the other one better, like I usually like watermelon better. Right now I'm more in the mood of the peanuts, so you make the bracha on the watermelon. In our case, where it's all broken, right? All broken pieces, well, cut up pieces or whatever, and broken pieces of peanuts. But and usually I like the watermelon better, but right now I'm more in the mood of peanuts. I would still make the bracha on the watermelon because that's what he's saying. Varech hamasha choviv alav derech klal that you usually like better. That's the one you make the bracha on. Even though right now, I like the other one better, you would still make the bracha on the one that you usually like better. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tov.